Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Well, hello there. I'd love for you to grab your Bibles if you could, because we're going to engage in a study today, an exciting one, on accessing the invisible kingdom of God. Yes, just imagine what it would be like if you were moving freely in this invisible kingdom, you know, accessing all the blessings of it, the power that God offers in it. That's what we're going to talk about today. So get your Bibles out there and ready. First of all, I want to share with you what a kingdom actually is so that we can lay some ground level. And a kingdom is a place, a territory, a jurisdiction of a king. So in order to be a kingdom, you have to have a king. That's what makes a kingdom is its king. And so we see that in the natural, we have, you know, earthly kingdoms or, you know, places where kings have rule. But in the spirit realm, the Bible clearly says that there are two invisible kingdoms in that realm. One is the kingdom of darkness and the other is the kingdom of God. And both those kingdoms have kings. That's what makes them a kingdom. And so that we know that, for example, the devil's kingdom, Satan himself is the king of that kingdom. And he has demons and that he rules in that kingdom. All the unredeemed, whether they know it or not, are actually part of that kingdom. Because until they come to Christ, they cannot belong to the kingdom of God. So all of us are bound up under this demonic king until we come to Christ. And it is a kingdom that is ruled by the law of sin and death. It's full of demons and confusion because the devil is a looser. And so the king of that kingdom is actually a looser. He's totally, he's been disarmed, he's been defeated, and he's a disgrace. He's just terrible. And so are his cohorts that work with him. They're all fallen. They were fallen angels, fallen spirits, and they are all in pride. They're all in rebellion. They're, you know, none of them work together well. So that kingdom is a looser kingdom, but it's a very real kingdom, okay? So that's one kingdom in the invisible realm. The other kingdom is the kingdom of God. And boy, do we have a king. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is so awesome. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, and he'll always be the king. He'll always be king of all. He is the eternal king, and never will he be replaced. And so we live in this amazing kingdom when we receive Christ. So let's look at that scripture out of Colossians. It says, Colossians 1:13, "For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." And so this is an invisible kingdom, but the moment that you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are transferred out of that ugly demonic kingdom and that you are brought into the kingdom of God. So that is your citizenship. I have citizenship in two nations in the natural. I'm a citizen of Canada, where I was born, and I'm a citizen of the USA, where I was planted by the Lord. And so I've got two passports. You know, I can use them both. I've got two passports, but there's one that is greater than those two. The real citizenship is my citizenship in heaven. My real citizenship, and it trumps every other citizenship. It says in Psalm 24, verse 1, it says, "All the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, all that lies therein, all it contains, that all belongs to the Lord. So can you understand that as a kingdom citizen, if it belongs to the Lord, it belongs to me too. It belongs to you too, if you're a kingdom citizen. If you're a kingdom citizen, you have access into all the glory realm. You have access into the heavens. You have access into that kingdom realm that is in the earth, where angels are activated and moving, and where Christ's authority dwells. That's who we are. You see, we're not normal human beings. We're not earthly beings trying to make our way into heaven one day. We are already kingdom citizens. We are already heavenly beings living in the earth. And when you finally absorb that and understand it, you'll live your life differently, because you'll know, wow, I'm an alien. You know, I'm living here as a kingdom citizen. I'm a heavenly being living in the earth, knowing that you have power and authority through Jesus Christ to change everything. And I think one of the issues is in the body of Christ that we forget who we are. We forget who we are, and we just live the same as every other human being, rather than knowing, hey, we can change the world. We can change situations. We can bring light into the darkness. We can annihilate things like modern day slavery, which is one of the things that our ministry is passionate about, is rescuing children from sex slavery and being abused and used. I mean, we can make a difference, but you can only know for sure that you can if you know for sure who you are. And so that's why God wants you to know that you are a kingdom citizen. And as a kingdom citizen, you belong to him and you have access to that whole realm. Now, let's look for just a moment about this kingdom, heavenly kingdom realm that we're talking about. In that realm, there is absolute purity. There is no sin. In the kingdom of God, there is no sin, because there's no sin in God. There's no sin in what he oversees. It is all beauty and bounty and blessing. If you were to right now stand in God's heaven, his place of habitation, you would not find any sin there whatsoever, because it's not in his environment. You would not find any depression. You would not find any sadness or sorrow. You would not find any lack. You would not find sickness, disease. You won't find death, because those things are foreign to the kingdom of God. But now you are a citizen of that kingdom. And so Jesus taught us to pray, first of all, to acknowledge our Heavenly Father, our Father who lives in heaven. Holy is his name. That describes the kind of kingdom we belong to. It's a holy kingdom. And then he says, pray in this way: your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. All right? So you have the ability to bring heaven's atmosphere and the essence of this heavenly kingdom of God's will and purpose into the earth. And God actually doesn't have a plan B. We're it. We are his plan to bring his kingdom into the earth. That's why we're here, to represent Jesus Christ. So in order for us to make a difference in the earth, we have to know who we are. You are a kingdom citizen. You have access to this kingdom realm. You have access to his power, his blessings, his goodness, you know, his love. You have access to all of it. Now, when we're talking about access to kingdoms, I want to share just on the negative side of things, if I could for a moment, about Satanists and those that are in dark witchcraft and stuff like that. They know, you know, what kingdom they belong to. In fact, Satanists will tell you, I belong to the devil's kingdom. He is my leader. He is the one that I submit to. And I knew a young man one time who is now delivered from this, but I'm going to tell you what his experience was when he was in this demonic kingdom. He was doing rituals to Satan and learning all kinds of satanic power. He said, when you are a Satanist, you have power to be able to get things that you need. He said, for example, he said, if I wanted to have sex with a woman, I could use the rituals that I knew to do and connect with this demonic power that is in that kingdom, and I could get any woman. She would be walking across the other side of the road, and I would release certain incantations in that, and in moments she would walk across the street, come to me, and I could have her in bed with me within a couple of hours. That's what he boasted of, because he knew what he had available to him in that kingdom. He knew he was a citizen of the satanic kingdom, and he knew what he had available, the degree of evil power that he had available to him in that kingdom. And so he operated in it. He also told me, if I needed money, he said, I could just go and do a ritual, and within moments, the money would come to me. People would give money to me. I would find money. It would materialize. Because, you see, he knew what the devil had given him access to. And so he operated in it. What made me so sad about that was, number one, he was deceived and we got him delivered, and he's a fantastic Christian today, okay? We got him delivered. But what was even sadder about that is that I thought, here we are, citizens of the kingdom of God, with access to the fullness of God's power to bring light into darkness, healing into sickness, abundance into lack. We have the power to bring that into the earth, but unless we exercise that power, then the earth is still going to be held in darkness. And here's Satanists, they're studying the power that they have and exercising it, but we already have this power that will trump that power anytime, but we don't utilize it. And so that's why I want to share with you today about accessing this invisible kingdom of God, because God wants you to be a light in the earth. He wants you to be his superpower, if I can use that terminology, because there's so many superheroes and that are in media today. But Jesus is the super most superest hero there is. There is not one greater than him, and he lives in you, and he lives in me, and the world needs us. They need to see us demonstrate the power. So let's look at some keys then to activating this kingdom life. And the first key is you must be born again. You cannot live in the kingdom of God unless you have Jesus Christ as your Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him. If you are watching this program right now and you say, well, I don't know Jesus Christ as my Savior, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, who you've worshiped in the past, that Jesus can clear your slate and he can forgive every single sin and give you a brand new life. All you have to do is turn away from that old stuff to him. That's called repentance, turning to him and saying, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sin and from not serving you, but I choose you today. I believe that you are my Savior. You're my Lord. Come into my heart and give me a brand new life. When you pray that prayer and you believe that Jesus is your God, and you invite him to be your God, you invite him to forgive your sins, believe me, he will. And the moment you pray that prayer, the moment you cry out to him, he will come into your life and make you a brand new person. Old things will pass away and all things will become new. You will be a brand new creature in Christ and your life begins. And if you have come into faith right now, please write me and let me know that you became a believer, and I'd love to send you some material to help you get started on your journey. But it's a glorious life. And so in order to access the kingdom, the first thing is you must be born again. Number two, you need to believe even though you cannot see. Believe even though you cannot see. What did we say? It's an invisible kingdom. So if it's invisible, you can't see it. Do you know that there are angels all around you right now, but you might not be able to see them or touch them or feel them or even sense them? But just because you can't doesn't mean they're not real. My grandson called me one day and he said, Grandma, did you know that just because something's invisible doesn't mean it's not real? And I said, yes, sweetheart, I know that. And we talked about how God was invisible and so real. And so we have to learn that some of the things that we are, you know, maybe slow to believe in, you know, just because they're invisible, need to be looked at in the Word. If it says it in the Word, it's true. And if it's true, you can believe, even though you cannot see. And so this is an invisible kingdom, but God is here. Do you know the Bible says that Jesus is wherever there's two or more that believe in him? He's there in the midst of them. Do you know that I know that Jesus is right here in this studio right now? Because there's a few of us in this room who believe in him. I can't see him. I might not be able to feel him or sense him, but I know, I believe that he is here. He's invisible, but he's real. You know, your healing is available right now. You might not see it. You might not feel it. It might not be manifest yet, but it's real. It's real, and it's there for you. Your peace, you might not see it right now. It might not be manifesting, but it's in that kingdom. It's available to you. And so the kingdom is invisible, but it's real. And so God needs you to believe in this invisible kingdom realm that you have access to. Believe that you have access to it. Believe that it's real. Next, let's take a look at Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things unseen. Now, there is a difference between believing and faith, actually. It's good to believe. Your belief is important. But faith, it says in Hebrews 11, 1, is a substance. It's an actual substance of what you hope for. So you can believe in something, and you're in agreement, do you believe it? But when it becomes faith is when it's an internal reality. It's where there's no doubt. For example, when I was born again, I knew that 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 Jesus was Lord. I knew that I knew that I knew that I was forgiven. I knew that I knew that I knew that he was living in my heart. How did I know? It's because it was substance. It was an internal reality to me. That day that I was born again, I went and shared with some of my friends in the New Age. And they said, well, Patricia, how can you believe that? I mean, you know, how can you say that you're forgiven? How can you say that Jesus is God? And I said, well, maybe because the Bible says so. I'd never read the Bible, but I figured it probably said that in there. I said, maybe because the Bible says so. And they said, oh, come on, anyone can write a Bible. That's what they were saying. And I didn't know how to answer them. And finally, the answer came out. I said, you know what? I just know that I know that I know. It's real inside of here. I know. I know. I have no doubt. I know. Because it had become substance. So you can believe, like read the scripture, until you believe to a point where it becomes an internal reality in you. So for example, if I believe that God's place of abode is real, that heavenly dimension is real, and that I have access to it, and if it's become that internal reality to me, then I can, with true faith, stand in the presence of God. Like it says in Hebrews, come boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy and obtain grace to help in time of need. I can go boldly knowing I'm here. I'm at the throne of grace. I'm obtaining grace to help in time of need right now. I can, you know, it's just a reality. It's not just something in my mind that I think is true. I know it is, and it is real to me. That is faith. And so faith is important when you're accessing that realm. Now, I'm just going to insert something here. I can share way, way deeper, the deeper truths on this in my Glory School with you. My Glory School, I received from a 30-day visitation of the Holy Spirit where he literally dictated. This manual is almost like a word-for-word dictation sort of thing for what the Holy Spirit gave me during that visitation. It's hardly been edited at all over the many years outside of a few typo and formatting things. But I just wrote down everything that he told me. He took me into the deep things of the Spirit on how to access the invisible kingdom of God, how to ascend into heaven and descend into the earth and bring out of heaven the things that God wanted to manifest in the earth, how we could take hold of them through our faith and bring them into the earth. So I teach 16 lessons in the Glory School on this subject, and I teach it with detail as the Holy Spirit gave it to me. It is our signature course in this ministry. But what we've just started right now is Patricia King Institute. I'm so excited about it because we want to train people in the supernatural as a lifestyle so that you know your freedom in the Lord. You have an expectation to meet with His presence, that you enjoy the kingdom blessings and promises that are yours, but not only for when you leave this earth, you know, at the end of your life here, but now while you're living in the earth, that you can access these blessings. You can live under an open heaven right now. And so we teach you all kinds of courses on that. But we also are offering an associate degree in supernatural ministry. And so I'd love for you to peruse it. It's patriciakinginstitute.com. And because of today's program, we're offering you a special if you sign up in the Institute. And I also want to give you a blessing. It is an audio download on opening portals of glory. It's just a bonus for you for free when you sign up at the Institute, because I want you to live under this open heaven and have access to that kingdom realm. And so we give you all kinds of great teaching. You can peruse the site, and we'll share more about that later. Okay, the next point, the next key for you is being able to identify with being a kingdom child. It's all about identity. You are a heavenly being living in the earth. You are the redeemed of God. You have Him living in you by His Spirit. You have access to everything in heaven because you're in covenant with God. So your key is to know who you are, to remember who you are, to identify yourself as a citizen of that invisible kingdom. And then the next one is the power of expectation. Now, we already looked at Hebrews 11:1. It says, faith is the substance of what you hope for. Hope actually is expectation. Expectation for something great to happen. God honors expectation. If you have an expectation for good, for blessings, for God to do something in your life, you actually attract that blessing. I wrote a book a while back, and it's called God's Law of Attraction. And it's based on 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, that, beloved, I wish that you would prosper in every respect and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So whatever your soul, your mind, your imagination, your will, your emotions, whatever you're expecting is going to be attracted to you. It's a law of God. We see it in the scripture, and we know through science that it actually happens. So I wrote a whole book on it. It's worth getting. It's a great book on that subject. But if you are hopeful, if you are expecting kingdom blessings to manifest, you will attract kingdom blessings. If you expect nothing to happen, guess what? Nothing will happen. If you expect God to withhold, then you're putting a block between you and Him. So expectation is extremely important when you are wanting to access that invisible realm. Because it's invisible, you can't see things tangibly, but you can have an expectation for the intangible to become tangible, for the invisible to become manifest. And that's done through your expectation and your belief, your faith in the Word of God. I decree over you today that you are going to grow in kingdom manifestation. I decree over you today that you'll be one who knows how to ascend and descend and bring blessings out of the invisible realm to see them manifest in the natural realm. I decree that you will live in this earth as a kingdom child, because that is what God has created you for. And so I hope this teaching has helped you, and I trust that you really love the Word of God. Read it every day. You'll find treasures in here. It'll just open up to you. The spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him will just bring the Word to life to you and reveal to you what you have in the invisible kingdom. And again, I really encourage you to peruse patriciakinginstitute.com and see all the wonderful things that we have for you. I would love to equip you and train you and mentor you in the things of the Spirit. We have wonderful ministers that are teaching great programs. I'd love for you to go for a degree and all the good things that God has for you, because you haven't seen anything yet. The best is yet to come. But here's a word that I want to leave you with, and it's something that is eternally true, and it's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. So why don't you go take that truth and go share it with the world?